We spend so much time with food for the body, buying it, fixing it, eating it, cleaning up. Then the other people have to grow it. There's a lot of work goes into that, a lot of time. The question is, how about the food for your mind? Because the mind needs food just like the body. But we tend to focus more on the food for the body than we do for the food for the mind. We let it feed on whatever comes its way. Because as the Buddha said, sometimes the food is just sensory contact. But the most important food for the mind is your intentions. What you're looking for, what you want to accomplish. And sensory contact is something that's pretty willy-nilly. A lot of that has to do with your past karma. But your present karma, your intentions right now, that's something you have more control over. So be very careful about what your intentions are, what you intend to focus on, what you intend to think about, what you plan to do. Because that's the kind of food you can fix for yourself. As for the food of consciousness, the food of contact, you learn how to fix it well through your intentions. So ask yourself, what are you feeding on as you go through the day? What kind of intentions do you have? Are your intentions aligned with the Dharma? In other words, are you asking yourself questions about why you're suffering and how you can put an end to that suffering? Are you trying to carry out whatever you think is the best way to put an end to suffering and then learn from your mistakes, learn from the times when you actually do it well? You feed the mind in this way, then you're feeding it well. It gets strong. Otherwise, if you just depend on input coming into the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, it gets pretty weak after a while. You have to depend on things outside being just a certain way, the people outside being just like you want them to be. And it's not going to happen. It happens to some extent, but if your happiness depends on that, if that's your food, then you're setting yourself up for trouble. Because you can create good intentions all the time. You can't have good sensory contact all the time. But you can make your intentions skillful. You do that by being very careful about what you intend to do and watching the results, and learning from the results to keep on improving. If we didn't have freedom of choice, this would be an impossible path. But we do have freedom of choice. So you're free to choose whatever intentions you think would be most skillful. Feed on those. And then learn from the places where they're not as skillful as they should be. When you commit yourself to this kind of food, reflect on this kind of food, that's how you nourish the Dharma inside you. The mind gets well fed in such a way that no matter what comes in through the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, it doesn't really matter that much because you've got your own source of good food inside. You intend to stay with the breath, you intend to get the mind still. You tend to develop whatever skillful qualities you can. You can make that a constant source of food. That way the mind stays well nourished.